Blog Talk Radio.
Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior, our God and our Redeemer, the lover of our souls and the rock of our faith. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. For those who are out in Blog Talk, Pal Talk, on the internet in general, to those who have called in, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved. I'm going to go ahead and do our statement of faith, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother Isaiah, who is bringing the precept this morning. Right, amen. So Shabbat Shalom, saints. And Shabbat Shalom to you, Brother Isaiah.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Miles. Grace and peace. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Grace and peace. All right, I'm going to do the statement of faith, and then I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, amen.
All right. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah, for this is his day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We thank you for today, Father. We thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, Yah. It is you that is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Father, and we give it all to you and to you alone, Father. Hallelujah. You are our Elohim. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. Hallelujah. You are our Provider. And we thank you, Yah, this morning for all that you have done for us and all that you are going to do. In Yeshua, hallelujah's precious name. Amen and amen. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Yah. Glory to your name. All right, my brother. I turn it over to you, and as Yah leads you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Hey, grace and peace, family. Grace and peace, and thank you for tuning in to another Bible Blog Talk show. To Yah's Global Kingdom and dealing with my precept part of the show that is called The Spirit of Meekness and Charity. Grace and peace, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'm teaching the lesson today, and I'm also going to read for myself. Whoa! Just looking at this precept, you know, and a lot of things that us as men and women go through in our everyday life on certain topics and situations. You know, the name of the precept is called Depression, Anxiety, and Sorrow comes in the form of overthinking. So, a lot of us understand spiritual warfares. A lot of us understand, you know, we'll have a really good understanding on the physical. But at the same point in time is, the scriptures always come and tell us that the devil, you know, he comes as an angel of light. And when I was putting this precept together, I was just doing some thinking on the precept, like how to bring a precept into remembrance or a topic of overly thinking. So what I had to do was I had to look the definition up on anxiety, depression, sorrow, heaviness, and stuff like that. And with the tools I had, I used the scriptures to put them in a proper place. And the name of the precept is called Depression, Anxiety, and Sorrow Comes in the Form of Overthinking. Now, you got to think about it for a second. Overthinking is how these things make a part. Overly thinking on situations that are out of your control or out of your hands or to simply need patience all plays a part. Because some things isn't revealed to us, you know, your life or dating-wise or, you know, money. You know, a lot of these things are out of our hands when it comes to certain situations. And what we need to understand is that if you call yourself a servant of God, it's best to let it go and let God deal with it. Pray on it, leave it alone, and let the Lord show you what you need to do. But a lot of times when we overthink situations, we somewhat forget to put our trust in God. We sometimes forget that it's God in control. and the Lord thing for its proper timing. But at the same point of time is that when this comes on us, there's a chance that we could overthink situations. And to be honest, overthinking a lot of situations is very, very terrible to our health. It can destroy your eating habit. You know, it can destroy that humble person that is in you. It can destroy your sleep. It can even destroy your, well, I say eating habit already, but, you know, it can destroy a lot of things when you overthink situations. That's just a part of it. But when you overthink situations, you know, anxiety can come from overthinking. Overthinking also can bring sorrow. Overthinking also can bring a whole bunch of things. And definitely depression. You know, if you ain't got a job, you know your next meal coming, you know, it can get like that. You know, if you got situations at the job, it can end up like that. Or even if you're dating, it can end up like that. Overthinking situations that forms anxiety and sorrow is when you overthink a situation that is out of your hands. And this is where faith comes in at. This is when strength comes from the Most High God to learn how to leave things in His hand and not to overdo things. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer. And after we finish the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to read a Psalm scripture from the reading, and then we're going to get into the precept. So, okay, all sisters, please cover your head, and brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. After this matter, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now it's time for the Psalms reading, and we're going to get into the precept. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. The reading was taking place from the book of Psalms, chapter 166, verses 1 through 19. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Now it's time for us to get into the precept, brothers and sisters, that is called depression, anxiety, and sorrow comes in the form of overthinking. So what we have to do is find the five main warning signs of mental illness. It's because I really didn't talk too much about mental illness, but we're going to break this whole thing down and understand how hurtful this thing really is. When you constantly keep overthinking something, when you constantly keep leaning on something. Now, I'm not talking about in a way for, not in a way that it's in your hands. I'm talking about in a way when it's out of your hands, where patience is supposed to dwell, where long-suffering is supposed to dwell. These are the things that we have to be careful. So let's look at, so let's check these definitions out. Well, not definitions, but it's a couple of things I checked out online. The five main warning signs of mental illness as followed: excessive paranoia, worrying or anxiety, long-lasting sadness or irritability. So we have paranoia, excessive paranoia, worrying, anxiety, long-lasting sadness, or irritability. Now, if you're serving a God, and if you're a person that's really trying to focus things down on righteousness, the Lord won't have us like this, because the Lord always gives an answer to his servants. It's either a yes or a no. The issue come in with us is when we're dealing with maybe. The Lord is always yes or no. Thou shall or thou shall not. But when maybe come into the picture, maybe is where the overthinking occurs, because you don't know. There might be a matter out of your hand, and if you constantly keep thinking about certain things at certain situations, it is easy for you to program your own thought process of that situation. Well, maybe it's this, or maybe it's that. Maybe because of this, or maybe because of that. Yeah, that's the reason why, because of this and that. But whatever happened to being patient? Whatever happened to seeing the situation, knowing the situation, and then let God deal with it? But when you sit back and on something you really don't know the question to, it can really mess some things up. And this is where a lot of mental illness comes from. A lot of mental illness comes from paranoia, worrying or anxiety, long-lasting sadness or irritability. And the word irritability means a tendency to lose one's temper quickly, extreme changes in moods, dramatic changes in eating or sleeping patterns may trigger mental illness. So this word irritability, overthinking situations also can form irritability, which means anger, frustration, mad. You know, you're a humble, simple brother or sister. You know, but overthinking certain situations can destroy that with its irritability, anger, frustration, because you just don't know. And all of these things is taking away our purpose on trying to serve the true and living God. It's destroying our peace. So this anxiety or irritability and sadness, long-lasting sadness, and worrying and excessive paranoia, it starts from overthinking. Because the situation really ain't that bad. But because you don't just simply know, it gives you the chance, opportunity to guess. And, of course, you know the words of judging and the synonym. Guessing means to judge, say, and think. So what we're doing now is to understand and learn this situation. God is a yes or no. Confusion come into as in the form of maybe. God is either yes or no, or the form of overthinking and issues is maybe. Because if the Lord didn't reveal it to you yet, then leave it alone. Why constantly keep destroying yourself and pressuring yourself and making yourself get all these feelings of irritation or sorrow or this mental illness when the situation is out of your hands?
It is a situation that is out of our hands because the Lord haven't revealed the answer. And if you have not revealed the answer, pray on it and leave it alone. And at the appointed time, the Lord will show you what you've been praying for. But if you just sit back, constantly keep thinking, putting the things in scenarios, putting things in situations, it might be this, it might be that. That can end up destroying you physically and spiritually. Because irritability also is anger, frustration. So now you're not the person who you are or who God is controlling, who has He blessed you to be. But because you're overthinking about situations that are out of your hand, it causes another character to come inside of you. And if it's irritability and if it's anger and frustration, you know it's not from God because the Lord said, wrath lasts, it's in the side of a bosom of a fool or anger. These things can destroy you for who you are. So if these things can destroy us for who we are, where do we think a lot of this irritability and mental illness come from? I truly believe that it is another fighting form of Satan the devil.
Shalom, Brother Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
Are you able to get a little bit closer to your phone? I can hear you clearly.
Yes, sir. How much
of it? Some are saying that they cannot.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these headphones out. And I'm going to do a test of 1, 2, 3, and let me know if you can hear me, bro.
All right, amen.
All right. All right, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Loud and clear? Better than before?
You're about the same to me. Let me check and see. I think the people that were having an issue. How about you, Sister Ray? Are you
able to hear me? I can hear you clearly, Brother Isaiah. You're good to go now, and they're going to call back in, so you're good.
Okay, we'll give them a second to get back in, delay.
Yep, you're fine. They already hung up, so you can keep flowing.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries, brother. Go ahead.
All right, amen. All right, brother and sister, sorry about that. I just took the headphones out. They were brand new. I don't understand why they was, you know, but hey, it's all right. But what we're going to do, we're going to get back into the precept. On depression, anxiety, and sorrow comes in the form of overthinking. So what we need to understand, brother and sisters, what we have to understand is that a lot of these things come. A lot of these things come from overthinking. Overthinking situations that are out of our hands. A lot of things happen because of things that were out of our hands. Overthinking is a form used for non-believers. Because if you're overthinking something, how do you give God the chance, opportunity to show that you believe in Him, to put your trust in Him? How can you trust God if you pray on something and you constantly keep overthinking situations? So mental illness is actually upon a lot of us. And we have to understand where this thing is coming from so we can learn how to defeat it. You defeat it by praying to God and leaving things alone and doing everything in your willpower to put your mind on other things that can restore peace. You cannot restore peace on a question that it has not been answered yet. So let's get back into the main 5 warning signs of mental illness, and then we're going to keep going on with the precept. The 5 main warning signs of mental illness are as follows: excessive paranoia, worry or anxiety, long-lasting sadness or irritability. And irritability is just simply a short fuse, informal, a tendency to lose one's temper quickly, extreme changes in moods. This can happen when you overthink. And another part I have for this for these words is dwelling on your mistakes, problems, and shortcomings increases your chances of being affected by mental health problems. Overthinking can set you up for a vicious cycle that is hard to break. It wreaks havoc on your mental peace. And as you lose your peace of mind, you tend to overthink. Thinking too much about something leads to poor judgment and decision making. And poor judgment and decisions can be harmful and even lethal in some situations. So when a thought is placed in your heart, you got to know what this thing is all about. Because if it's too much of a maybe, leave it alone. Too much of a maybe isn't good, because that means you don't know. So if you're like, maybe it's this or maybe it's that, or it could be this or it could be that, you already lost, because now you're doing too much thinking. You're going to be very judgmental. You're going to become an accuser. All of these things are going to take part in mental issues, mental problems that we have when we constantly maybe in something. If it's too much of a maybe, leave it alone. Go on about your business, because it's not of God. It's a strong possibility it could be from Satan, the devil, because the devil can easily come as an angel of light and throw something in your head that seems scripture-like and have you all messed up in the head. Because if it's too much of a maybe, leave it alone. Because maybe it's going to come irritability. It's going to come anger. It's going to come wrath. Somebody who you not. It'll come sorrow. Now you don't want to eat. You can't even sleep because you constantly keep thinking about this certain situation. Because it's a maybe. You don't know. So thinking too much about something leads to poor judgment and decision making. And poor judgment and decisions can be harmful and even lethal in some situations. So what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is go into the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1, and what we're going to do is read verse 17, and we're going to pick it up at 9. And Brother Miles, can I be heard? Okay, because I got it on speaker. Or Sister Rhea.
Yeah, you
yes,
well.
We can hear you.
Amen. 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 All right, so let's go into the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, and what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 9. It's because if you're overthinking things, remember, the word heart means mind. It's your mind. So we have to understand the mindset, and then we got to put it in the same situation as overthinking. And then we understand how messed up and wicked it really is. So we're in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And it reads this: the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Right? So if it said that the heart, remember, when it say the heart, it's only talking about the mind, the thoughts. The thought is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So what we got to do is look this word up, deceitful. The word deceitful means dishonest, untruthful, lying, insecure, false, deceiving, untrustworthy, two-faced, double-dealing, cheating, crafty, and cunning. So you mean to tell me that the mindset is false, insecure, untrustworthy, double-dealing, is two-faced? Man, do you see how much we need God? So remember, so if our mind is untrustworthy, if it's untruthful, if it's lying, if it's all these things, it is very, very important for us not to overthink situations that are out of our hands and to constantly keep lingering on things that is out of our control. It's because the Bible said that the mindset is very deceitful and is desperately wicked. And it's dishonest, untruthful, it's lying.
So if you constantly keep maybeing, you go maybe the beginning story, you go maybe the middle story, and you go marry, I mean, you go maybe the end story and have yourself, it about time the solution comes to the next person, they go think you crazy. And now we're dealing with mental illness. So let us go into the book of Mark, the book of Mark chapter 7. The book of Mark chapter 7. And what we're going to do is read verses 21 through 23. 21 through 23. The book of Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. And I give you a second to get there. Mark chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murderers, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So we already understand the thought process. Now we understand the cause of overthinking. And now we understand the actual thought process of worldly people. And what a servant has to understand is that these things linger inside of us. These are the things we're trying to fight against. These are the things we are not trying to be. But we have to understand something else. Let's go to Corinthians. Let me see if it's first or second. I think it's First Corinthians. First Corinthians. No, I'm sorry. I meant to say 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Because we need to understand something. And the reason why I really want to use 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, is to understand the ways the devil can come when it comes to servants of God. Because we already know what his ministers can do. But we also got to be girded up in the way of this exact same thing as well. 2 Corinthians 11 and 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, it goes back to the conversation that we was having a little earlier. Remember, the Lord was like, you know, the book is like, let your yeas be yeas and your nays nays. No keeping a yes or a no. Anything else is too dangerous. The devil is a maybe. But with God, it's either a yes or a no. But when you make your request to God, you patiently wait for it by not overthinking the situation, but waiting until he give you a yes or a no. But as long as it's a maybe, leave it alone. Because then you give a room to the devil. Because it said, what's that word? It already said that irritability is a part of anger and wrath and quick-tempered. That means that's up in the devil. That's the devil's. That's up in the devil's alley. That's his thing. That's his playground. So if you kind of keep overthinking the situation and stuff and not knowing it, he can easily have them angels come down there and mess you up.
and have you in anxiety, depression, sorrow, frustrated, mad, you know, destroying your character, who you are as a person, and just have you keep thinking about it because you don't even know. It could be something good that God got. It could be something good that the Lord is trying to give you. But all the Lord is telling us to do is to be patient and wait for it. But if you kind of keep overthinking stuff and keep overly thinking situations that's out of your hands, then hey, you're dealing too much with a maybe. And maybe isn't good. Because if you keep dealing with a maybe, you're going to make your mind up, or if it as it being a yes or no. So let's be careful with that. Now let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 69. The book of Psalms, chapter 69. The book of Psalms, chapter 69. And what we're going to do is pick it up at verse 20. Psalm 69 and verse 20. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. But we're just looking at some reproach because a lot of us deal with reproaches. So we're going to use ourselves in a situation. We deal with reproaches. And what is reproaches? The definition of reproach means criticism. Criticism. Criticizing. That's one of the synonyms for the word reproach. Criticism. Criticizing. The expression of disapproval of someone or something based on perceived faults or mistakes. He received a lot of criticism. Criticizing people. Criticizing is could also be the exact same thing we're talking about. We get broken hearts sometimes. We get sorrow sometimes. But the book is telling us in the morning, you'll be better. The Lord ain't going to have us all beat and bashed down all day and night. And we all doing the best we can to serve the Most High. Fear less and keep pushing forward to do better. Don't be sitting back in a corner just beating yourself up and destroying yourself. Know your faults and learn from it and do better next time. Because overthinking things can really do some harm. Constantly keep thinking about situations, or maybe you messed up on something, or maybe you don't know the next step that you're supposed to take in life. Maybe you don't have a job or anything. It is so quick for anxiety, depression, and mental illness to occur because you're overly thinking something that is out of your hands. So if you have Apophica, let's go into the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 30. The book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 30. And what we're going to do is read verses 21, and we're going to skip and read verse 23. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 30. Verses 21, and we're going to skip and go down to 23. And it reads this. Give not over thy mind to heaviness, and afflict not thyself in thy own counsel. 23. Love thy own soul, and comfort thy heart. Remove sorrow far from thee. For sorrow hath killed many, and there is no profit therein. So what do we learn about this sorrow? What do we learn about this heaviness? This overly thinking on situations and things that happen. It said, remove sorrow far from thee. For sorrow hath killed many, and there is no profit therein. Because mental illness can kill many. It can destroy physically and spiritually. And this is why we need to understand. To put your trust in God, leave it alone. If it's too much of a maybe, don't deal with it. Pray on it and leave it alone. But if the Lord has provided you to see if it's a yes or a no, then praise God. If it's a maybe, don't dwell on it. because you don't want to put yourself in a position to be overly thinking things and messing your peace up or messing up the things that the Most High has blessed you with because you constantly thinking about things that you don't have the answers to. So like the book said, give not over thy mind to heaviness and afflict not thyself in thy own counsel. Love thy own soul and comfort thy heart. Remove sorrow far from thee, for sorrow hath killed many, and there is no profit therein. Let's be mindful of this. Because we're still dealing with either a yes or either a no. But the most dangerous and scariest part about this situation is the maybe. Because we always, maybe this or maybe it's that. That can destroy your eating habit. It'll get you to the point that you don't even want to eat. When you constantly keep thinking, overly thinking situations. You might be able to sleep good, but once you start thinking on a matter that's a maybe, it can destroy your sleep. You might be a happy-go-lucky person. You might be a very humble, smooth guy or woman. But if you, or I don't know, but on a maybe, it can destroy your character. But let's go in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 28, so we can get some help. We all need some help. I need some help myself. Lord knows I need help, but why not everybody on the podcast learn to get the help from the Most High God? So in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, and what we're going to do is pick it up at verse 28, the book of Psalms 119, verse 28, that one verse, and it reads like this: My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. So my soul melted for heaviness, sorrow, anguish, pain, overthinking situations. Maybe it's something we did or maybe how we treated somebody. Or what are the things that's lingering around in our minds or in our heart? You know, it can bring forth heaviness. What if we just want to fight to do better as a servant? What if we just want to make God so happy? It's like, Lord, I want to make you happy, but you know I'm hurt, you know, because some days I'm good, some days I'm not. It could be anything because this can fit into any situation. But the book said, My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. So let's get the word. Let's put some cure on these situations that we're in. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. So we can understand the power that this Bible can give to us when we find ourselves in these situations. We're in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. And let's see what the Bible can do for us once we put our trust in the Lord and stay close to his word. Because if we stick close to God and stay close to his word, we don't have to worry about anger issues or being sorrowful or overthinking and stressing ourselves in situations to the point we don't even want to eat. We don't want to sleep because we just so jumped and jammed and beat up on anything. Let's find out what this Bible can do for us because this Bible can do great things for us. So we're in the book of Proverbs chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instructions, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So the book is telling us this book will give us instructions, and it's going to give us wisdom, it's going to give us justice, and it's going to give us good judgment, and it's going to give us equity. The word equity means balance, a good balance. Verse 4, it says to give subtlety. The word subtlety means skills. It gives you skills. Discretion means caution. You know how far you can get into that thinking, and you know how far you're not supposed to be going into that thinking. But the book will keep us at a level-headed mind to do the best we can to serve God and not to overly think situations when they are out of our hands. Because when you overly think in the situation that's out of your hands, it might not end well. Because if you prayed on it, why keep thinking about it? If you made your request to God, why keep dwelling on it? Because if you're praying to God and you keep thinking about the situation, it's obvious to God that you don't even trust him. Because if you trust me, you won't be on it like that. So all these things take play. So let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. The book of Proverbs chapter 3. And what we're going to do is read verse 5. The book of Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. So whatever situation we find ourselves in, trust God. Don't be doing a maybe. Maybe too dangerous. It's too dangerous. Because it's going to destroy my peace and who I am as a person when I'm constantly overthinking something. But rather, let's trust in the Lord with all our heart. And that maybe and constantly keep overthinking situations is just simply leaning to your own understanding, because it's not too long before you to judge the situation. It ain't going to take too much time for you to use your own words and thought process. It ain't too much time that you don't know that the anger or built-up frustration will occur. All of these things will occur when you don't know the full situation. So that's why it is always important to let God deal with it. If you don't know, let God deal with it, and you keep your peace that the Lord has allowed you to establish. Now let's go to the book of 2 Ezra. 2 Ezra chapter 10. 2 Ezra chapter 10. And what I'm going to do is read verse 24. 2 Ezra 10 and 24. And therefore shake off that great heaviness and put away the multitude of sorrows, that the mighty may be merciful unto thee again, and the highest shall give thee rest and ease from thy labor. We want rest and ease. We want a good heart. We want to think well. We want to do well. We want to be happy. You know, we want to be merciful. But it ain't easy to do these things if you got a heavy heart. It's not easy to do these things when you got sorrow in your heart. It ain't easy to do these things when your thought process is messed up. It ain't easy to do these things when you're overly thinking. It ain't easy when you have this mental illness, this anxiety, this hurt, this anger, this sorrowful feeling, when you can't sleep or you can't eat. It ain't always easy to be that good. So this is why the Lord is telling us, don't put yourself in that situation, but rather trust in the Lord and lean not into your own understanding. God deal with it. And don't let nobody take your peace. That's why don't let nobody do any of these things. This is why I be telling people when I'm talking to them, you know, if you have a good brother, good sister you can talk to, do that. But don't be letting everybody know what you got going on, because it's easy for people to discourage you. It's very easy for people to discourage you. You might have a plan to do something great. It's easy for somebody to discourage you. Or even relationship-wise, it's easy for people to discourage you and give you their own input on a person they have never even talked to in their life. Because one thing I realize is that these situations come from God. Your relationship and who you date is supposed to make sense to you, that person, and God. Nobody else matters. But if you have a good person you can talk to that's not going to put it in a situation for you to overthink situations, but to be a good person,
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Or if you got a business going on, you want to do this or you want to do that. Anything. You might want to do some good work in the vineyard. Don't let nobody discourage you. Don't let nobody put you in a position to overthink what God has given you. So let us go into the book of Psalms, chapter 51. The book of Psalms, chapter 51. And what we're going to do is read verse 10. Psalms 51 and verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We all need that. So when we pray to God and we make our requests, we need to always constantly keep asking the Most High God of Israel to please create a clean heart inside of me and to renew me with the right spirit. We always need that. Because how this life is and these pandemics and the people that's around us, it's so easy to go left. Because we quick to talk about the fornication and adultery and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, that's good. But there are so many things that's in the body that is even more deaf and destructive than a lot of things we talk about. How many of us understand how important it is not to overthink situations? How many of us knew mental illness starts with overly thinking situations are out of your hands? So this is why we need to understand. God deals with the yes or no. When Israelites went in the war and stuff. You know, and when King David was doing this thing, he was like, Lord, should I go up here and destroy these people? What the Lord say? Yes, you can go, or it'd be a no. How messed up do you think these people would be if God would have turned around, if they would have been like, hey, Lord, do you want me to go up here and destroy these people? And the Lord said, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It might go good. It might go bad. That would mess up everybody. Won't nobody be able to sleep? Won't nobody know what to do? Because they said, man, I've been up there to God on this situation. He said, maybe. So are we supposed to go up or stay? So we don't know if we're going to get blessed. We don't know if we're going to get cursed because it's a maybe. But when you're dealing with God, it's either yes or no. And even if it is a yes and it don't go right, the Lord tell you why. Lord ain't gonna hold us hanging and say, maybe you can do this or maybe you can do that. Ain't nobody gonna sleep. Everybody gonna be scared. Everybody gonna be crying. People gonna be discouraged. If the Lord in them days would told them maybe you should go up. I don't know. You know, maybe it might go good, it might go bad. The Lord gonna keep it a yes or a no. Maybe it's too dangerous. So let us go into the book of Psalms, chapter 119. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 119. And what we're going to do is read verse 11. Psalms 119 and verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. We got to keep the word of God in our hearts and apply it every day in our mind. And the best way to do this in this precept situation we're dealing with, thou shalt or thou shalt not. Another way to look at the situation is, maybe it's too dangerous. If God want me to do this, he'll show it to me. If he don't, he'll show it to me. So I'm gonna stop wasting my time thinking of the situation and let the Lord apply it at the time appointed for me. Because if I sit back and keep thinking about it, ain't no telling what I do. And Lord might have something good ready for me, but I can't get it because I lost my mind. So we need to have this word of God in our hearts.
and to keep it with us at all times. And when we're dealing with situations, deal with it according to what's written in the pages of the Bible. Why? Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. The book of Hebrews chapter 4. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 12. Let's find out why. Hebrews 4 and 12. The book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. This is why. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When if you keep this word in your heart, you ain't got to worry about anxiety. You ain't got to worry about overly thinking. You ain't got to worry about bitter and angriness. You don't have to worry about your eating habit. You ain't got to worry about your sleep. Because if we keep the word of God in our hearts, it's going to slice and slaughter every stupid thought that comes in our mind. And we can establish peace in our hearts. Then we can be able to have a peace of mind and to do things righteously and use it in great judgment. When we let God take care of the business and we sit back and stop trying to do it ourselves. Let's stop trying to take care of matters that are out of our hands and let God deal with it. If you can't, if it's out of your hands, if it's out of your power, don't be doing too much thinking on it. Don't be overly thinking these situations. Because you can actually hurt or harm something that God had, he blessed you with, or something he blessed for you to do. How many times have we overthought a situation and said certain things and come to figure out you were so wrong? And sometimes we do so much damage to the point that you can't undo the damage. The Lord can have something so good for us to the point that we can demolish it and destroy it because of our actions. And these wicked actions and angry and bitter thoughts comes from overly thinking situations that are out of our hands. When you can't sleep because of something, you got a problem. If issues is happening and you sorrow and sad, it's time to stop, fast if you have to, and go to your God. Go to God. Lord, this ain't my character. I'm not like this. I need your help, Lord, because this ain't me. But I'm keep thinking about this situation, and it's out of my hands, and I'm not putting my faith and trust in you. I need your help. Because this mental illness is starting to ease up a lot on me, and this destroying who I am and my character. Now I can't sleep because of this. Or I can't sleep because of that. So this is why we need to understand. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. So let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29. It's because we need this, because at the point of time it's going to be like that. But before it get like this, let's try best to get as close as possible as we can with this situation. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Let's search for God with all our hearts. Let's search to how to do the right thing with all our hearts. Let's try to eliminate and defeat and beat down every single negative thought and definitely those maybe situations that any of us have. Everybody on this podcast show have a maybe situation that they don't know. I mean, that they don't know the answer to. Because you want to defeat that maybe situation, because by defeating a maybe situation, you give God all the power and glory to take care of it. But if you constantly keep thinking on it, behaving on it, saying certain things, you man, we're giving the devil way too much playground room, too much playroom. And we can find ourselves so judgmental, and we have played out the whole story in our own deceitful minds and turn around and destroy something that God has blessed us greatly with or greatly for. So these sorrows and pains and anxiety and all these other type of things starts with the form of overly thinking situations that are out of your hands. Now let's go into the last part of this precept, and we're done for today. Let's go to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So this is what we need to apply in our heart when things are too much out of our hands, out of our control. It is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. So we keep these things in our mind. We won't have too much time to be worried about these maybe situations or these iffy situations. Now, I ain't saying that you just go along with everything, but all I'm saying is that don't let it dwell too far in your heart. Let God give you the answer for it. So now we understand this mental illness situation. It comes in the form of paranoia, worrying, anxiety, long-lasting sadness, or irritability, which means a short fuse, anger, frustration. And we also understand that it can deal with you socially, like dramatic changes in eating or sleeping patterns. It may trigger mental illness. Also, dwelling on your mistakes, problems, and shortcomings increases your chances of being affected by mental health problems. Overthinking can set you up for a vicious cycle that is hard to break. It wreaks havoc on your mental peace. And as you lose your peace of mind, you tend to overthink. Thinking too much about something leads to poor judgment and decision-making, and poor judgment and decisions can be harmful and even lethal in some situations. This maybe. Let it be a yes or let it be a no. And if it ain't a yes or a no, let God deal with it, and don't let nothing destroy your peace, because it's coming with too many issues. It's coming with too much sorrow. It's coming with too much pain and anguish. It's coming with too much frustration and wrath. It's come with too much not wanting to eat. It's destroying your character when you overthink. And overthinking is the first part of a form of mental illness. And I thank y'all for y'all time.
All right. Amen, my brother. Amen. Great precept.
Amen.
Great precept. When we don't count on the Most High. I think one of the things that came to my heart and into my mind when you first brought this up and as you gave the precept is that once you take it to the Most High, once you give it to Him, once you ask Him, you need to not doubt. And I think James chapter 1 verse 6 says that. That when we take it to the Most High, whatever we ask Him, if we doubt, you shall not receive what you ask for, because you ask for doubting it. And so when we take it to Him, We need to turn it over to him, as you have said, and believe that he's going to answer it one way or the other, yes or no. And you are definitely right there. There ain't no maybes. There ain't no might. There might be an if condition if you do this, but there's no maybes to it. So excellent precept. If there is anybody else who would like to make comment or add to this, just press the number 1 and I'll open up your phone line. But, yeah, this is a great precept, and people should not worry concerning the things in life if they're counting on the Most High. So great job, my brother.
Amen.
763-438. Your
Shalom. Happy Sabbath.
Shalom.
Hey, Shalom.
I agree with you, Brother Miles. Brother Isaiah, that was an excellent lesson. And you're right. A lot of times we do overthink. That's because a lot of times we don't believe. Sad as it might say. But if we believe, we'll stop that overthinking. Excellent lesson, brother.
Amen.
Amen. 281-770, you're live.
Amen. Shalom, family. Brother Isaiah, I just want to commend you on that excellent precept. Certainly something that the family needs to hear, the saints need to understand, to trust God
Amen.
In all things, leaning not to our own understanding. Because when we lean to our own understanding, confusion will set in, and it will cause us to doubt God. So I thank you for that precept. I needed that personally for my walk. And I just thank you today because I've been really, really, really praying for a precept as such that through learning the word of God, we can also know that through trusting him that all things are possible and not doubting who God is. Because to have doubt in our mind, is to doubt who God is. So I thank you just and just praising y'all for this awesome precept this morning.
Amen. Amen. All praises, sis. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Lord knows I need it too.
Your line is open.
I just wanted to say thank you for the precept. I've been praying for a way to show my daughter biblically through scriptures of how her overthinking and causes stress and how it has been affecting her sleep and her eating and her health, period. And this is exactly what she needs to read and to study on. So I'm going to share it with her tonight over dinner.
Hey, man. This is what it's for.
God is good.
He is so good.
Thank you.
All right, amen. Anyone else?
Amen, sis. Amen.
All right. If there's no one else, Brother Isaiah, do you have any closing thoughts? Wait a minute. I think I closed the wrong mic. Hold on a second. Go ahead, brother. I think I muted you mistakenly.
Okay, am I muted now? Can you hear me?
No, you're good.
All right, amen, amen. You know, definitely with the sister that was just on, Lord knows. I know what you're talking about, sis. You know, and definitely, you know, this precept is really, you know, this life that we're living in is really taking a toll on the younger people, you know, the ones that's coming up, you know, because man, it's an attack. I truly believe it's an attack on children, you know, with anxiety, depression, not wanting to sleep, you know, sadness and hurt and stuff like that. You know, that's why it is so important. What the Lord showed me is that, man, you know, it's an answer for this. It's an answer for these things. And definitely with this anxiety, depression, I have no clue that all of this stuff started with the form of overly thinking situations that is out of our hands. When I seen that, I just dropped the pen. I was like, oh, my gosh. So this is why I get angry about situations or sad or sorrow or them feelings come up and stuff like that. You know, or people might not be able to eat or sleep. It all starts in the form of a mental illness. And the mental illness starts first with overly thinking situations that is out of our hands. And, you know, being a servant of God, what the Lord showed me was is that, you know, and Miles spoke on it a while ago, is that when you pray on something, you got to believe it. You know, and by when you believe it, it's when you leave it alone. But if you start to keep thinking about it, being sad and hurt and stuff like that about it, then it's obviously we don't believe them. So this precept was for me, and I thank God for it, and I thank God that it helped in, to strengthen other people. The Lord knows we all need this precept, including myself. So with that, I give the mic, and it's back to you, Brother Miles.
All right. Amen, brother. Amen. Great precept again. And I pray that people use it and, you know, learn to depend on the Most High. If you give it to him, then stop worrying about it. Because he says, when we worry about it, or if we doubt that he's going to answer our prayer, he don't answer it. We just have to know to give it to him and let it go. And, you know, that can be hard if we're not used to doing it. So, amen to that. On this evening, we will be continuing in the reconciliation precept. We will be talking about the reconciliation of the Gentiles. We talked about Israel last night, and we're looking at this from ministry perspective. What we need to do, what is the actual root cause that we are after when we're looking for reconciliation. And then on tomorrow evening, Sunday, we will have the business meeting that we missed on Thursday. Days that are coming up in the next month, we have the new moon for Nisan coming up next month on 0313. That will be a blessing. And then we have Passover next month that we want to be getting ready for. So these are the things that we have coming up in the near future. I pray that everybody prepares themselves and look into the scriptures for yourself concerning, you know, the Passover. On this Nisan, we will be talking about the birth of Christ. We will incorporate that into this because this is when the Most High revealed to me that Christ was born. So we will also want to incorporate that into our celebration. So on this evening, the reconciliation, and tomorrow the business meeting as immediate meetings. With that being said, Brother Isaiah, if you will pray us out.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Heavenly Father, we need you so much, Father, to strengthen us in situations that are out of our hands, to strengthen us and help us, for Heavenly Father, to strengthen us to believe you more and to keep our trust in you, Father. We all flesh, Father, and we trying to do the best we can, Father. So the things we're lacking in the situations we find ourselves in, I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you strengthen us and allow us, Father, to see a better day, that you take away these anxiety issues we have and the form of mental illness and to strengthen us, Father, and to help us because we all need you, Father. Strengthen your servants, Father, and allow your children to see another day. Bless you forever, Heavenly Father, and we will love you forever. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, family, may Yah encompass angels around you, keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again at the appointed time, Yah loves you, I love you, shalom.
without you, there's no need. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I want to do is jump. Lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't?